Money Machine, a trailblazing adventure in startup Chinese capitalism. By Wei Jian Shan. Core thesis. Newbridge Capital invested $150 million to acquire a controlling stake in the nearly bankrupt Shenzhen Development Bank, and 8 years later exited with $2.4 billion, netting approximately $2.27 billion, a roughly 15-fold return. This is not just a legendary investment but a microcosm of China's banking reform. Wei Jian Shan, as the deal's architect, provides a complete insider account from acquisition negotiations through management transformation to final exit, a record almost non-existent in private equity literature. The book is filled with the drama of being ambushed the night before signing, the shock of discovering hidden bad debts during due diligence, and the profound reflection on empathy for negotiation counterparts. It is a story about conviction, gamesmanship, and unexpected turns. Viewpoint 1: Empathy is the key to successful negotiation. During due diligence, Shan discovered that SDB's non-performing loan ratio was far higher than disclosed. He directly criticized the bank's auditors, a move he later admitted was unwise. He summarized the lesson in four characters: put yourself in their shoes. The bank had already disclosed its numbers. Publicly questioning them would make the other side wonder about your intentions. It was not that he refused to empathize, but that he failed to consider their position. Shan includes numerous such self-critiques in the book. Thinking for your negotiation counterpart is a critical condition for success. Sometimes the problem is not unwillingness, but simply failure to consider. This lesson is far more profound than any negotiation tactic. Viewpoint 2: Bad assets are like a leaky ship, plugging holes matters more than bailing water. SDB's core problem was not that it could not make money, but that it continuously generated new bad loans. Shan used an analogy: bad assets are like a leaky ship with water constantly coming in, it will sink quickly. The purpose of transformation is to plug the holes first, then bail the water. Just bailing without plugging is useless. In China's banking sector at the time, interest rate spreads were guaranteed, making money was easy, and the key was not forming bad assets. Newbridge had accumulated extensive risk management experience from acquiring Korea First Bank, and they had banking experts around them, which gave them the confidence to make this investment. The loss from one bad loan could exceed the interest income from 10 good loans. This simple arithmetic captures the essence of banking. Viewpoint 3: Ambushed the night before signing, choosing to continue in despair. The most thrilling passage describes the night before signing. Shan was suddenly told the deal was off, the other side was going to sign with someone else. That night in Hong Kong, there was only one thing he could do: think about what measures to take. His team nearly believed everything was lost. But Shan chose to continue. He wrote what may be the book's most important line: create possibility where there is none, find a turning point when there is no way forward. This is not a motivational slogan but a fact verified through 30 months of broken and restarted negotiations, lawsuits, and policy maneuvering. Viewpoint 4: The worst-case model, using certainty to navigate uncertainty. Valuing a bank that was already insolvent is the most technically rich part of the book. Shan and Morgan Stanley built a worst-case model: after you subscribe for shares, inject capital, and become the largest shareholder, will the bank's returns still be profitable? The conclusion was barely, but it works. The key was that China's economic growth would drive bank asset growth. If you could control credit risk and plug the holes that generated bad assets, profit growth would fill the gaps. Regulatory rules capped foreign ownership at 20%, so they could not invest alone, but with other investors, the bank was salvageable. This method of evaluating investments through worst-case assumptions is a powerful tool for navigating uncertainty. Viewpoint 5: Risk management creates value rather than destroying it. The core of SDB's transformation was not capital injection but the rebuilding of risk management systems. Newbridge introduced international best practices in management and risk control, rallied the entire workforce, repeatedly navigated crises, and ultimately turned the bank around completely. Shan emphasizes that banks earn money through interest rate spreads, which are inherently limited. The value of risk management lies in plugging holes. After the acquisition, replenishing capital was extremely difficult and was ultimately solved largely through the bank's own profits. This proved one thing: if risk management is sound, the bank's own profitability is the best source of capital replenishment. The deal ultimately achieved what a People's Daily editorial praised as a win-win for all parties. practical significance.
First, for investors, this book demonstrates how to find opportunity in crisis.
Shan's investment philosophy is not about picking tracks but discovering value in distressed assets. The key judgment is the problem fixable? If profits can cover costs after plugging holes, the investment is worth making even with existing gaps. The worst-case model is a practical tool for navigating uncertainty.
Second, for business managers, the book's discussion of risk management has universal relevance. Any organization's decline resembles a leaky ship bailing water without plugging holes is futile. Finding the root cause and building effective control mechanisms will naturally generate profits. Newbridge's practice at SDB proves that the essence of management is building systems, not individual heroism. Third, for negotiators, the four characters of empathy are invaluable. Negotiation is not a zero-sum game but a search for solutions acceptable to both sides. Shan's self-critiques are more instructive than his successes in negotiation. Failing to consider the other party's position is more dangerous than intentionally pressuring them.
Summary: Money Machine is a rare full-process record of private equity investment.
Shan validated a conviction through 30 months of struggle: create possibility where there is none. The book's value lies not in the legendary 15-fold return but in its honest account of the setbacks, despair, and self-reflection along the way.
Those who dared to bet amid uncertainty in that turbulent era are the truest footnotes of China's economic rise.
Such a case may be hard to replicate in the foreseeable future, but it deserves to be passed down.